Today, we are running with the Devils right here on Fox Sports New Jersey. Welcome, everyone, to our special Running with the Devils. I'm your host, Michael Cohen, right here in Fox Sports New Jersey in 1250 WMTR Classic Oldies. It is October, and that means the 6th annual RWJ Barnabas Health Running with the Devils 5K Run and Walk is set to take place October 30th at the Essex County South Mountain Recreation Complex in West Orange, and the live wellness walk will be held also at Essex County Turtleback Zoo also on October 30th. And keep in mind, 100% of the proceeds from Running with the Devils will be used to support healthcare heroes in the effort to protect and build healthier communities. It is a great event. It's all for a great cause, and we're glad it's back this year. Joining me today to talk about this great event is Justin Edelman, Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships with RWJ Barnabas Health. Justin, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today.
Glad to have you aboard. And, you know, as we talked about a little bit about it off air, this is going to be a really exciting event. Before we get into that, I wanted to ask you, could you just tell me more about yourself and your work with RWJ Barnabas?
Yeah, absolutely. So I head up corporate partnerships for RWJ Barnabas Health. We have a lot of amazing relationships around the state of New Jersey. Many of them happen to be in sports, entertainment, and the arts. And, you know, we really work closely with our partners to help build healthier communities. And that is our mission. And together, we really work towards providing nutrition information, preventative measures, and just helping people live an active, healthy lifestyle. Our relationship with the New Jersey Devils is really it's been long term. We're the official healthcare provider of the New Jersey Devils, and we have the same vision, and we work really closely with them, and we couldn't be more excited for the Running with the Devils 5K run and walk coming up on October 30th.
You mentioned before the relationship with the Devils, long-term relationship. How long does it go back between the Devils and RWJ?
It goes back more than 20 years, and we really are so well aligned. We work closely on all things grassroots, so we're out in the community helping kids around the state of New Jersey. So week in and week out, the Devils focus on on-ice component of clinics for young kids, and we focus on the off-ice component. So we'll bring nutrition and wellness and sports performance and sports injury prevention to the table. And together, it's such a great collaborative effort.
Again, we're talking with Justin Edelman, Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships at RWJ Barnabas Health, as we are talking about the Running with the Devils, the 5K run and walk. Now, you are offering both live and virtual formats for this year. And I know, now, if you can just explain what's behind that impetus and what is involved with the virtual walk.
Well, during COVID, we recognized that we had to shut down, and we went to a virtual format, and it was really, really well received, especially with us being the largest, most comprehensive healthcare system in the state. We have more than 39,000 employees spread out around the state. So they go as far down as Ocean and Monmouth County, west into Mercer County. So for those folks, it was really important to give them an option to participate in the event. And virtual, for some people, works just as well. So for virtual, you actually download what's called the RunGo app on your phone. You download that, and you can run anywhere in your community. And what's amazing about it is we have a course mapped out where you'll get prompts and messages from some of the Devils players throughout your run, giving you encouragement and getting excited to complete the race. Now, in terms of the live format, we're still now back. Knock on wood, we're hopefully on the other end, and people want to be back in the live environment. So we are expecting a really, really big crowd with a lot of great activities and a lot of great Devils alumni and mascots and players out there on October 30th at the South Mountain Recreation Complex and at the Turtleback Zoo.
Going over to the live event, what can, and you just highlighted a little bit of what people can expect when they're there, and you expect a big crowd. From years past, and I'm going, you know, pre-COVID here, obviously, what is this event like as far as the live event, the live run and walk, for those who haven't been there?
It's really a great celebration of our partnership with the Devils, of our communities. People come out, they really enjoy the run. So it is a USATF sanctioned course. So people get USATF points. You also have a walk option. So what we've done is we've split it into two areas and two spaces. If you get there early, we're going to have a race village with activities and fun things for folks to do. The Devils will have all of their interactive games there. You'll have Devils alumni and players walking around and interacting with our runners and other just fun interactives to do. And then over on the zoo side, anybody who's been to the Turtleback Zoo, it really is an amazing place. And everybody who runs this year gets free entry into the zoo on that day. And I encourage everybody to take advantage of it. Our great partner, Joe DiVincenzo, the Essex County Executive, has done such an amazing job with that zoo and that facility that it just for young families and really people of all ages, it's just an amazing place to visit.
What time do those events begin? I believe I read on the press release 9 and 10 a.m., I believe, for the Turtleback Zoo, correct? But for the live event at the in West Orange, when does that begin?
Yeah, we're going to the race is going to begin at 9. People can come out and begin registering as early as 7 and 7:30 a.m. and enjoy Race Village. And we'll get started with most of the pre-race festivities between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. The gun will go off at 9, and hopefully everybody will have a great run. We're obviously going to have great weather on that day, and then people will come back and be able to mingle and enjoy Race Village after the race, and then hopefully head over to the zoo and really enjoy a full day up in Essex County.
Absolutely. So registration is ongoing. People can register not just when they get to the race, but they can also do it online as well, correct?
Absolutely. So people can go to rwjbh.org/runningwiththedevils, and they can register for the run, they can register for the walk, or they can register for the virtual race. Right now, registration is $35. It's $30 for the walk, $35 for the run. And you get some great things and great opportunities when you register. As I mentioned, you get entry to the zoo. Everybody who participates will get a T-shirt, and we'll be giving away a lot of Devils tickets that day, as there's actually a Devils home game later in the afternoon. So hopefully we'll send off most of the people who come out with Devil tickets for that day as well.
That'd be fantastic. Of course, the season's just around the corner, for that matter, with hockey season getting started. Let's talk a little more about Healthcare Heroes. What is Healthcare Heroes, and also, what is the importance for your organization to help raise money for them?
Well, our Healthcare Heroes are all of our frontline workers who have really gone so above and beyond throughout the pandemic and before and now after. We've gone through a really challenging time, and it's really important that we support our healthcare heroes in every way that we can. And this event does just that. 100% of the dollars raised for this event goes back to support our healthcare heroes, whether it be for PPE, whether it be for other supplies and materials, but also so that we can offer all of the great programs that we're able to offer in the communities that we serve.
Absolutely. I understand here from the press release that, I'm going to quote here, exciting fundraising initiatives are being offered for individuals and teams based on benchmarks of $100, $250, $500, $1,000, and $2,500, highlighted by, obviously, the tickets to the New Jersey Devil Games and merchandise, signed autographs, and what have you. Talk to me more about that package of the different benchmarks that people can hit.
Yeah, we would love for people to come out and raise money and get your friends and family to support you during your run. And by hitting certain dollar figures, you're going to win great prizes and great opportunities. So it could be a Devil's jersey. It could be other memorabilia. We have meet and greet opportunities. We have opportunities to do Zoom calls with players and the Devils trainers and other folks. So there's an array of offerings and incentives for everybody who raises money. And you know, again, it goes to such a good cause, and 100% of those dollars are going right back into programs supporting our healthcare heroes.
I don't know if you can give us a little bit of a spoiler alert. I'm not sure if you can. But what Devil players are you looking to have, or former players possibly?
Yeah, we'll have a number of our alumni will be there. A lot of our mascots will be there. You'll be able to meet players like Grant Marshall and Kenny Danico and Bruce Driver, all of them. We have an array of mascots, so it's really a fun opportunity. We have mascots from throughout the state that are partners of ours, so you'll have mascots from the Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Somerset Patriots and Seton Hall Pirates and the Monmouth Hawks and the Princeton Tigers. They'll all be there to really make it a fun, inviting atmosphere. And I'd be remiss to just not mention our really special, important partners who we couldn't have done this event without. The Verizon and the Sharing Network, New Jersey Imaging Network, Horizon, and Sodexo all really supported us at the highest levels, and we couldn't be more thankful.
Absolutely. Of course, children want to get into, and I understand children 11 and under are free for admission, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we encourage all of our youngsters to come out, enjoy the day. They can run, they can walk, and certainly enjoy the zoo, which, as I said, is really amazing.
Again, folks, talking with Justin Edelman, Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships at RWJ Barnabas Health. Justin, before we go, just if you could, just tell people where else they could find information about the Run with the Devils event and also this great cause.
Yeah, if you just go to rwjbh.org/runningwiththedevils, you can sign up for the event, find out all of that information. We're going to be out at all the Devil games that are coming up. The Devil season starts at home on October 15th. So there's 5 home games in advance of this event, and we'll be out there really trying to get as many people engaged and involved as possible. And again, all of the proceeds go back to supporting our healthcare heroes and our mission of building healthier communities.
Absolutely. So, folks, again, they're back at it. Again, Running with the Devils. That's going to take place October 30th. It's the 6th annual RWJ Barnabas Health Running with the Devils 5K Run and Walk, October 30th at the Essex County's South Mountain Recreation Complex in West Orange, and the Live Wellness Walk will be held at the Essex County Turtleback Zoo. And, of course, hockey season is kicking off with that as well. It's going to be a spectacular weekend at the end of the month.
Absolutely. This is an exciting time, and we can't wait to see everybody out on October 30th. And, you know, we all can't wait to begin supporting the New Jersey Devils as their season kicks off.
Absolutely. Justin, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. And once again, folks, I want to thank Justin Edelman, again, Senior Vice President of Corporate Partnerships at RWJ Barnabas Health, for coming on the program today to talk about the great 5K run and walk that's going to take place on October 30th in Essex County. It's going to be a great event. You're going to be a lot of people coming out to take part. It's really the first live event post-COVID, and I think people are ready and raring to get out there and have a good time. And, of course, kick off the hockey season, don't we, with the New Jersey Devils. You're listening to Fox Sports On the Road right here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. I'm Michael Cohen.